I surely pray that on this day that you are on your way into the house of worship, wherever that may be. You know, I just want us to each understand that we have an opportunity to experience God's blessings and God's joy each and every day. And as we are now entering into the second week of this new year, I want you to understand that we each have something that God wants for each of us this year. And that is what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about enjoying our joy. Because many of us are living in lifestyles and dealing with things that it is easy for us to not have our joy. But I tell you today, my brothers and my sisters, that we are a chosen people. Those of us who love, trust, and believe in the Lord, we are a chosen people, and God wants us to experience all that He has in store for us. So, on this morning, I do charge you each to go ahead and read this in its entirety. I will not be doing that, but Luke 15, 1 through 32, the entire chapter of Luke chapter 15, when I tell you that this will bless you, it will bless you. And if I had to put a title on it, I've already given it to you. It would be Enjoying Your Joy, because as you know, if you're anything like me, any part of a being of a human, you have somehow in some point in your life misplaced your joy. And we even find at times that it becomes easier to complain than it is to laugh. How many of us, we wake up hoping only to make it through another day? But my God, the good news is that we have found our joy. Today we're going to speak on God's glory and His goodness. And we are going to share God's joy, because when He receives the glory, everything should be joyous. And God receives glory when we trust His plan of restoring our lives to His design. And I know that it's not popular, but in this day and age, we must speak on it, and that is repentance. Repentance is a change of life resulting from a change of mind and attitude concerning God's design for our lives. One of my old mentors, he had a saying. He said, if Jesus isn't enough, then you will become a bitter old Christian. And that is one thing that it sticks with me, because we have to understand that no matter what obstacles and trials comes through our life, Jesus Christ is enough. John 15:11 says, these things I have spoken to you that so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. God wants each and every one of us to not only have joy, but to be full of joy and to live in joy. And we understand that when we lose something, we must look for it. And when we find what we have lost, we rejoice. When we lose our joy, we should search for it. And when we find it, we should rejoice. And Jesus warns us that complacency and complaining prevents finding lost joy. Complacency produces complaining. Complaining prevents you from sharing God's joy. And most of the time, it's over sinners' repentance. The easiest way not to fix a problem is to complain about it. If you have lost your joy, you must go and look for it. When you find it, share your joy with others. Joy is not to be enjoyed in a vacuum, but God desires that we share His joy when He receives His glory. God rejoices more over one repentant sinner than the 99 complacent believers in the pews. If you don't believe me, go ahead and think about losing a $1 bill. When you have a $100 bill, it does not seem like a big loss. But to God, losing one soul He created is a big deal, because you were so valuable that God Himself came to seek and find you in your lostness. Jesus personally came to seek and save you. You are important to God. You are valuable to God. God created you in His image. God desires to restore His image in you, no matter how marred or how bogged down you are. When Jesus finds you, He restores you, and He invites all His friends to rejoice with Him. Friends, God is not forgetting about you when the attention shines on someone whom He has just redeemed and restored. He is inviting you to celebrate with Him in His joy. Your salvation cost Jesus everything. Shouldn't someone else's salvation cost you just a little something? It may cost you the spotlight for a little while, as Jesus rejoices over finding a lost soul through you. God's progressive plan of salvation will sometimes cost you to step into the spotlight. Finding joy may cost you your comfort and move you out of complacency, because a lot of times when we want God's joy, we have to understand, as I tell the congregation, your biggest blessing is right outside of your comfort zone. And if you fail to realize that, we should repent if we have failed to realize that God desires for us to celebrate His victory. God's glory brings us our joy. God receives glory when one person is saved. You may not know God's value so much that He gave up everything to redeem you. You can find that over in verse 4. You may need to repent if you are not here to hear from God. And you may have forgotten the cost of your redemption. Repentance may put us in the spotlight, and repentance may call us out of complacency and cost us some humility. But Christ humbled Himself by coming to earth and walking upon sinners to save the lost. What you have to understand is that God will stop everything to accomplish redemption. I would bid you to please go ahead and read chapter 15, and you'll find that the shepherd lost 1%, but Jesus tells us of a lady who lost 10% of her joy. The lady lost a day's pay. To us, it may not seem like much, but if you make $12, $50, or $13 an hour, it would be like cashing your two-week paycheck and misplacing a day's pay. Losing $100 in this day and age would matter to you. You would trash your car, turn your house upside down, retrace your steps looking for your $100. So when we lose our joy in the Christian life, why don't we look for it? What would you do? I would stop everything until I found my $100. I'll tell you a true story. A few weeks ago, God is my witness, I lost $200 in Rite Aid. I spent about 4 hours, Brother Slade, in Rite Aid looking for my $200 that I know I dropped in that store. I spent more time looking for it than I even had. But what we sometimes fail, when we fail to find our joy, is because we are so independent. We suffer in silence or complain and blame everyone and everything else for our unhappiness. This woman here in this scripture, she looks for her coin alone, but when she finds it, she has a public celebration. The Christian life is meant to be shared with God and God's people. We find our joy by sharing in the wins and recovered losses of others. God's compassion calls for celebration. Finally, Jesus asked, how much would you rejoice if you lost 50% of everything you hold near and dear? And I want to bring us to a very familiar story, the story of the prodigal son. It is a parable of a man who has only two sons and he loses one. The father not only waits and searches, but he creates. He celebrates when he can restore the lost son. We can buy happiness, but true joy is in the gift of God. I oftentimes tell people, yes, you may be able to get something, get a temporary fix, but only what you do for God and only what you get from God will last for eternity. How often do we try to buy our way back into the joy of God? In the movie, The Legends of the Fall, I know many of us listening right now are probably too old for this movie, but culture teaches us that when we are restored to a father's grace, when we restore what we have taken. The Bible teaches that God's grace restores us because we have lost everything that He has given us. You cannot buy something that God freely gives. Jesus paid the cost of our redemption. God freely gives us all that is Jesus. God restores our joy when we rejoice and celebrate with Him. So in my closing, I want to say, when we lose our joy and when we don't realize where it has always been, joy may cost us the spotlight. Joy must be shared to be fully enjoyed. Joy is recovered in God's victories. God says we have to celebrate when a brother or sister is restored to life through repentance and trust in Jesus' search and rescue mission. Jesus paid it all so that we can enjoy our joy. My brothers and my sisters, I always want to leave you with an inspirational word. And I'm going to leave you with my very favorite saying that I tell anyone that I come in contact with. And that is this, that the will of God will never take you, or the grace of God cannot keep you. Blessings, my brothers and my sisters.
I want to thank you, Pastor, for that powerful word.
Well, thank you, Brother Slade. Thank you, Brother Slade. It is always a joy to share with you in the Word of God, especially in this new season and where we should be living in the joy of our Lord.